This morning, I would like us to look in John chapter 8. John chapter 8, and I want to read to you one verse as Jesus is speaking. And I have several things that I want to make mention of this morning. And as you're turning, I would like to invite all of you to come down to our fellowship building that we can do as we do. Hamburgers and hot dogs and desserts. And I'll also make mention while you're turning that there'll be no evening service tonight, that we can, we usually don't have that on Sunday night after having our 4th of July service and of course our fellowship afterwards, but all are invited and I hope that you can all come and be a part of that. But John chapter 8 verse 36. The Bible says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you, Lord, for each one that played a part in this service. The music was a blessing. Lord, the reading and realizing just what July the 4th means. We thank you, Lord, for our country, our forefathers, those that served our country and have been serving and are still serving. But Lord, we thank you most of all for Jesus. We thank you for your love, and we also thank you for the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made on the cross that we could be free and out of bondage. Father, I pray that you'll help me this morning. And Lord, that you'll speak to hearts as you see fit. And we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. As I've been thanking you that are here for your service that served in our military, I also want to thank those that are watching online and listening, and that will be, your service is appreciated. I've titled this message, Freedom in Christ. The Bible says, the truth shall make you free. As we remember and honor the men and women from all branches of service, both past, present, and even those that will be serving in the future. And we appreciate the faithfulness and the service to our country. I can't help but think of the sacrifices that were made that we can be here today. The sacrifices at home and the sacrifices abroad. Many had their lives shortened because of war. Many wives had to raise their children alone. Mothers, dads, wives, husbands, children had to bury their loved ones for freedom. Lives have been changed forever for freedom. Why were they willing to make this sacrifice? Why were they willing? I don't think that it would be fair for me to tell you without saying this first. I've never served in our military personally. I've never seen the front lines. I've personally never been shot at on the battlefield. I've never been in the foxholes or the bunkers. I've never been on a warship during the times of battle. I've never flown on a combat mission. I've never had to say goodbye to a family member not knowing if they would return. So I can't speak to you this morning about the freedom by experience. Why were they willing to make that sacrifice? I can speak to you this morning, not based upon experience, but I can speak to you this morning based upon my heart. Why were they willing to make the sacrifice? First, I believe, is because they love our country. They saw a need. They saw a purpose. And I believe that they would do it again if called upon. But I also believe the second reason that they were willing to sacrifice and the reason that they were willing to go is because they love freedom. And there is a love for freedom. This love would require sacrifice because nothing contrary to what is believed, there's nothing in life that is free. It would take love and it would take sacrifice. We have this freedom today because others made the ultimate sacrifice, and for that we should be truly grateful. What is freedom? What is the freedom that we enjoy? You know, sometimes I wonder if we don't take our freedom for granted. We get up, we start our day, we do whatever it is that we do through the day or whatever is on our agenda. And I wonder sometimes that we get so wrapped in the cares of this life and the things that's going on in this life, if we ever really stop and think. We think about it on July the 4th. We think about it on Memorial Day. We think about it on, you know, when there's things that's, you know, taking place. But I wonder how many times we think about it through the day that we have that freedom that we so enjoy today. We're here this morning and we worship because of the grace of God, and we worship because of the sacrifice that was made for freedom. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the way that all can be free. So many times when a person received Christ as their Savior, words would ring out, tears would flow, and they'll say something like this: there's a great weight that I feel has been lifted, and I've been set free. I know in my personal experience that when I accepted Christ as my personal Savior, I know from experience that the moment I said yes to Jesus, come into my heart and save me, there was a change that took place in my life. And it's hard to explain. If somebody was to ask me that's not been saved, if someone was to ask me, well, how do you feel once you accept Christ? How do you, you know, I don't know that we can truly put it in words. Because our heart is full. The weight of sin has been lifted. The guilt, the burden, and all those things have been lifted and we're changed because of Jesus Christ. And I can take you back even this hour to that place that I accepted Christ. I was talking to one man one time and he was talking about he just had to pull over on the side of the Lord had convicted him. The Holy Spirit was convicting him and he had heard the gospel and he told me one time, he says he's in heaven now, but he told me, he says, I had to pull off on the side of the road and I had to receive Jesus Christ. It was just him and God. And that's what's so wonderful about salvation. It can be whenever the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart and you realize that you need to be saved, you can ask Jesus Christ into your heart no matter where you're at. And how that this man said, he said, it's like when I pulled away from that spot, he said, I was rejoicing on the inside. My heart was full. And that's what salvation does. This morning, I would like to share with you some freedoms that we have in Christ. You see, we have freedoms this morning in our country because of the sacrifice. We celebrate July 4th because of our independence and our forefathers and all that had taken place. And we celebrate July 4th because of the freedom. But we celebrate this morning also because of the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. Because if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you know that you've been set free. And the first thing that I want to make mention, and this is reasons that we rejoice and reasons that we've been set free and reasons that we have and what Jesus Christ has provided for us as children and as saved individuals. The first thing I want to make mention this morning is because of Jesus Christ and because of the sacrifice that He made on the cross of Calvary and dying for our sins and His shed blood and the resurrection, we have freedom to belong. We have freedom to belong. Romans chapter 8 verses 15 and following, it says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit, and we are children, and we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God. And join heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. You see, because of the freedom that we have in Christ, we have the freedom to belong. To belong. We're one of His children. And there's nothing like being a child of God. There's nothing like saying, I'm a Christian. There's nothing like saying, He changed my life. There's nothing like having that relationship with Him. It's part of the family. And we are part of a family this morning, even though we didn't come from the same mold and the same parents and all those. We are a family this morning. If you're saved, we're a family this morning because of Jesus. But let me add, we did nothing to deserve it. And we did nothing to earn it. But He did everything. And everything that was accomplished and the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made, we belong to Him. Growing up, and I was just a little feller, we were close to the French Broad River and we had stopped at a produce stand. And my dad was picking out a watermelon and I remember the watermelon. It's funny how you can kind of remember details. But I remember this watermelon, and it was solid green. It didn't have any of the stripes on it. It was solid green. And I remember it was in a Coca-Cola cooler, one of the old Coca-Cola coolers. And it was filled with water, and they was keeping the watermelons cold. And my dad, which, you know, it's another topic, but thumping a watermelon, I still don't know. Why do we thump watermelon? But anyway, I remember and I was a little feller. And I remember the lady says, looked down at me and she says, "You look just like your daddy." That made me proud. As a little fella, that made me proud. Because I was one of his children. Let me tell you something that should make us rejoice and proud this morning. It's because we are one of God's children. We're one of God's children. We should be thankful. We should be thankful for what we have in Jesus Christ. The freedom to belong. Another thing is freedom to serve. Freedom to serve. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 5 and 6 is not that we should, sufficient of ourselves to think anything as ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able to be ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. And the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. We have the freedom to serve Him. We have a freedom to serve the Lord. Not only do we have the freedom, but it's our privilege to serve the Lord. It's a great blessing to serve the Lord. It's an honor to serve the Lord. Just like those that wore the uniform and put on the uniform, I believe that all that were here, that are here this morning would say it's an honor to wear the uniform. It's an honor to serve our country. It's an honor to sacrifice and do all that they did. And as I've already mentioned, many would do it again if they had to. But let me tell you something. It's an honor to serve the Lord this morning. It's an honor to love Him. It's an honor to sacrifice for Him. It's an honor to do all that we can for Him because He loves us. You see, we're free in Christ. We have that freedom to serve. We think of the sacrifices that were made that we could be free this morning as a nation, but we also think of the sacrifice that was made that we're not under bondage anymore. We can never repay Him, but we can love Him and we can serve Him. We have that freedom. Freedom to serve, freedom to belong, and freedom to be guided. Freedom to be guided. Romans chapter 8, verse 14, the Bible says, "For as much as ye are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." And there's another verse in Psalms 32, verse 8, the Bible says, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." You see, we have the freedom to be guided. We have that freedom that allows God to lead us in the direction that He wants us to go. We need His leadership. We need His help. We need His direction. With the Lord's leadership, we have a sense of direction. We have a sense of purpose. We have a sense of purpose. He will guide us in the direction because He desires what's best for us, which is always the right way. If we seek the Lord for direction and we seek Him with our whole heart and we earnestly seek Him, then I believe that He'll direct us. One of the things that my dad would always say to me when I was getting ready to make a decision, and I was looking for a pickup truck, when I used to do a lot of hunting and used to coon hunt, and I saw a truck that I thought I really liked. And I went and looked at it and I was just 16, and I thought, you know, I'm going to save my money and buy this. And I wanted to take him and get him to look at it for me. And this is what he said. "Did you pray about it?" A young person don't want to hear that. Because a lot of times we already make up our mind of what we think we want. And to be perfectly honest, a lot of us adults don't want to hear it either if there's something we really want. You know, by my dad saying that to me, "Did you pray about it?" He was ultimately saying no. I'm going to be honest with you. He's ultimately saying no. But later on, I had something far better. And if we wait on God and we allow Him to guide us, what we receive is far better. Freedom to be guided, something else, freedom to witness. Freedom to witness. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto all the parts of the earth." We have the freedom to witness. We have the freedom to tell others about Jesus Christ. Do you realize that there's places in this world that you can't tell others? There's places in this world that you're afraid to tell others because of what might come. But we here can tell others about Jesus Christ. Freedom to tell them what Jesus means to you. Have you ever told anybody what Jesus truly means to you? Freedom to tell others what Jesus has done for you. Freedom to tell others what Jesus can do for them. You see, that's the freedom that we have. Freedom in Christ, because we're His witnesses. We have the freedom to learn. And we won't share the passage with you, but it's in John 16, verses 13 and 15. We have a freedom to learn. Learn the truth. Learn from God's Word. You see, man is full of ideas. But man's ideas in many cases, are foolish. You see, we should rely on God's wisdom and not man's wisdom. We should rely on God's Word for direction, God's words for help, and God's Word for learning. We have that freedom. We also have freedom to pray. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27, and you can read that at your leisure. But we have the freedom to pray. Do you realize that no matter where we are or what we're doing, we have the freedom to pray? For that, we should be grateful. We have access to the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we can be at various places and we can do various things and we can be doing different things on our agenda, but everyone can pray and we should be grateful. And lastly this morning, we have the freedom to produce. To produce. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. You see, we have the freedom to produce love, to produce joy, to produce peace, to produce long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. We have the freedom to produce meekness, temperance, because against these there is no law. You see, in Christ, we have that freedom. We have that freedom. We that in Christ are changed people. We should never act like the world or the things of the world, but we should have that producing spirit that produces us to be different, to produce us to love more, to produce us to care more. And we have that freedom. You see, Jesus loved you so much that He gave His life that we could be free this morning. Knowing Him as your personal Savior, you have a changed life. You have a new direction. We're new creatures in Christ. You see, that's what we have. But it took the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Just like we've tried our best to honor what we have here in America this morning with the music and the recognitions and all those things. But let me tell you something. We would be nothing without Jesus Christ. We would be nothing without Jesus Christ. And knowing Him as our personal Savior changed our life. And it made us different people. And it should make us want to be different people. It should make us want to love more. It should make us do a second thought or a second take when we're getting ready to be angry with someone. You see, Jesus loves us so much that He died on the cross for our sins. We would be helpless if it wasn't for the price that Jesus paid. If someone was to give you a gift and someone had in that gift and a very special gift, you would have to receive that gift. You could set it on the pew or you could set it on a table or you could set it somewhere. But for you to receive that gift, you would have to open it and you would actually have to take it. Jesus Christ has already done the work. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for you and me. Jesus Christ paid the sin debt. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It also says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is Jesus Christ. We have to receive Jesus Christ. We have to receive that gift this morning. If you don't know Christ, if you want that weight of sin to be lifted, if you want that burden of sin to be lifted, if you want that weight to be lifted, you must receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It may not be that I can explain it, but I know someone, as you receive Him, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll understand that weight. You'll understand that freedom that you'll have in Jesus Christ, but you must receive the gift. You must receive the gift of Jesus Christ. All you have to do is call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus. We're going to have a closing prayer, and as the musicians come, if there's someone here that's not experienced that freedom in their life, that's never accepted Christ as their personal Savior, I invite you to come. Come and someone will take the Word of God and show you how to be saved. If you want that freedom that only Christ can give, let me invite you to come. And maybe someone here this morning has just kind of forgotten about the freedom we do have in Christ. Maybe you're not where you need to be in your relationship with God. You've allowed the cares of this life to overshadow the freedoms that we have in Christ. I invite you to come this morning and talk to Him and get things straight. The Bible says that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, everything is about Him. We just need to receive. Let's pray. Father, thank You for our time together. And we thank You again for the freedom that we have in this country. But we thank You most of all for the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. No matter what the world is, no matter what's happening in this world, we can still be free in Jesus Christ. And we can still rejoice in our hearts. And we can pray and we can seek You and we can produce all because of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray if there's someone in our midst or someone that's watching this morning that doesn't know Christ, I pray that they'll say that sinner's prayer, Lord, come into my heart and save me, change my life, and I receive You as my personal Savior, that they would do that. And Father, if there's someone here, Lord, I pray that they'll just come forward so we can take the Word of God and show them how to be saved, how to have that freedom and experience that freedom. And Lord, we'll give You the praise, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What number?